Rachel Hall of Thriving Southland, thanks for your time this afternoon on the Muster. How's things today?
Hi, Andy. No, good, thank you. Just cracking into another week back at work, so plenty of things happening.
Yeah, there has been plenty happening. Before we start, we'll start about the competition you guys had, you put on there on your Facebook page regarding doing caricatures, etc., in the paddocks, etc., just for people to drive past and have a look at. That competition went really well by the sounds of it.
Yeah, it did, Andy. It was a bit of fun towards the end of the year. So that was the Catchment Group Christmas competition, and we saw loads of different people come up with loads of different ideas. We had, you know, kids on board with their spray cans and their cool ideas, and we had parents out there with tractors and chainsaws and people getting a little bit too excited. So it was awesome to see them spring up everywhere, and it was bloody hard to choose a winner, I tell you that.
So who chose the winner? Was it a public vote, or was it just a list of judges drove around just having a look?
Well, a combination of both. So a few public judges, but effectively we had five independents in the room. We gave them a list of entries with just some pictures, so they were sort of seeing them all. We had a professional photographer go out and capture all of their images. And then, yeah, we got them to decide on a few different things. So it wasn't just on image. It kind of was on creativity, innovation, you know, catchment involvement, ideas, stories. So trying to even the playing field. But it was awesome.
Rachel, Thriving Southland can put that down as one of your successes, as well as the catchment groups, etc. 2021, you guys, you can look back with a lot of satisfaction as to how the year went with the catchment groups.
Yeah, it was a big year, so it was our first sort of full year, as we operate with the calendar year. It was our first, the farming calendar, and it was our first big 12 months. So we were able to get 39 projects out, into 27 different catchment groups. So that was $1.2 million on the ground here in Southland on projects that our catchment groups drove. They ranged from, you know, sort of smaller engagement, getting people along and understanding what the catchment groups were, to that sort of greater high calibre, science and, you know, looking at the catchment and land use capacity and capability to everything in between. So it was going to be one to remember, that's for sure.
And so we look forward to 2022, or actually in 22, let's be honest. Level red, the COVID challenges that are presented with that. How are you guys going to negotiate that? I'm thinking a lot of online interactions.
Yeah, COVID is always throwing us curveballs, but in this traffic light red, you know, there is a lot of events that can still go ahead. And, you know, we want to see people being able to get out there and enjoy their community and learn from each other and things like that. So as Thriving, that's what's awesome that we exist. We're there to support these catchment groups that are running events and, you know, help them navigate what this looks like, whether, you know, how many people can be there, whether it's food, indoors, outdoors, physical distancing. But, hey, that's what we're here. We're here to support them and try and help, you know, make sure these events do go ahead. And that's what we want them to do. It's a good time of year for the farmers. You know, there's a bit more time. The weather's a bit better. So plenty of open-mindedness to head out and maybe try something a little different.
Give us an idea of what to expect for events in the next couple of months, Rachel.
Well, there's lots. So there's something for everybody, ranging from we've got Susan for Farmers on every Thursday, which is fabulous. ACE has started its stream walks again, so this is the 2022 series. First stream walk is on the Porokino, and that is on the 2nd. Lower Aparima is up on the 9th. So on these stream walks, anybody is welcome. We're getting Fish and Game on board, and they are doing some electro fishing for us. We're jumping into the creeks. We're looking at microinvertebrates. We're looking at contaminant pathways. So just trying to get that real feel for, hey, here's the water that we're looking at. Here's the stream we're standing in. What's living in here? Where does the water come from? Just a bit of real sort of whole understanding and looking at opportunities for improvement, looking at ideas around what we can do differently with, you know, the coming sort of autumn and winter months. Mitariti is hosting a Grow Your Own Natives workshop at AB Lime on the 10th. We've got a course available for anybody here in Southland to sort of help upskill around running effective meetings and engagement workshops. So that's just something a little bit about, you know, people who are out there doing fabulous things might want to upskill around a little bit around governance, you know, how you hold meetings, how just some technical stuff, some facilitation stuff, and of course just trying to make them a little bit enjoyable for everybody. And yeah, so loads more. Check out the Thriving Staff and Events page to sort of see what's happening in your area.
Is there room for more catchment groups?
There's always room for more, Andy. But hey, look, everybody's kind of finding their way in the catchment group space. Some groups are, you know, breaking down and going smaller just to sort of get that niche bunch of people closer to where they live, closer to the community they associate with. Some groups are combining. Some areas don't have a catchment group just yet. And, you know, we're here for anybody who would like to have that conversation and willing to maybe look into it. And, yeah, so sure.
So just to finish up, Rachel, always this time of year, it's good to go through, take a bit of a focus of what we'd like to achieve throughout the year. For yourself there at Thriving South, and what do you hope to get out of this year?
Oh, Thriving Southland, always our goal is to have our catchment groups here in Southland thriving, no pun intended, but
no pun taken.
You know, we want these guys to feel like, you know, there's plenty of pathways out there, plenty of opportunities. There is no project too big or too small. If you've got an idea that you think is going to help you in your everyday life, everyday farming, you know, to help your community or to look forward to the next 50, 100 years. And, you know, we know we're all going to be farming, but it might not look like it does right now. So, you know, if you've got an idea as to how you think it might look, would love to be a part of that journey and helping get the funds and the people you need to see it through.
Yeah, well said. Hey, Rachel Haller from Thriving Southland, thanks very much for your time on the muster this afternoon, and we'll speak again.
Sounds good, Andy. Thank you for you too.
Rachel Haller there from Thriving Southland as we catch up pretty much monthly here on the muster. Next